today at King State Park. I'm Jennifer Mary Chu, Deputy Supervisor of the Town of Amherst. We are at the site of where the King State Park playground has been. Playgrounds throughout our community are so important for building that sense that we love here at Amherst, of loving your neighbors, making new friends, seeing other people and learning about the different people that you live around and how you experience the Town of Amherst. It has been incredibly important to Supervisor Lavin, myself, and the town board that we continue to foster opportunities for people to connect, that we make sure our playgrounds are safe and fun and enjoyable for both the children and the parents. It's a great place for parents to meet. As a mother of young children, it's hard to make friends as an adult, so I enjoy those community aspects. I thank Assemblymember McMahon for joining us here today, another mother who loves playgrounds and knows how important it is for children to connect. She has a very exciting announcement for us today. Thank you.
Thank you, Deputy Supervisor Marinucci, and for the kind introduction and for joining us today. So good morning, everyone. I'm Karen McMahon. I'm the New York State Assembly member, and it's wonderful to be here at King State Park with all of you who care so deeply about our community and about making sure Amherst remains a great place for families to live, work, and raise their kids. Short story, this is my childhood playground. I grew up just a few blocks from here, and I spent countless hours here playing four square and shooting hoops and braiding boondoggle keychains and just hanging out with my neighborhood friends. And then in college, I had a summer job working at another town playground. So then I was the teenage counselor who was teaching the kids how to braid the boondoggle and do the molds and play four square with them. So these neighborhood parks mean a lot to me, and I appreciate how much they mean to the people who use them. The parks and playgrounds of Amherst are some of the most valuable features of our community. They're where children make friends, where neighbors meet, and where families can spend time together. These spaces help define the quality of life that we value here in Amherst. And because they're so important, we have a responsibility to make sure that they're safe, that they're accessible, and they're equipped to serve families for years to come. That's why I'm proud to announce today that I've secured $500,000 for a new playground here in King State Park. Okay. Earlier this summer, I asked Supervisor Sean Lavin and Deputy Supervisor Sean Lavin to take a close look at facilities in Amherst that could benefit from additional state support. And then in June, New York State Assembly Speaker Carl Casey visited in Amherst. $1 million of funding and improvements at that park. So I know that replacing the playground equipment here at King State Park is a major priority for the town, and I was proud to work with them once again to identify state resources to bring a new modern playground to this very important community gathering place. I thank the supervisor and the town for their partnership and for recognizing the importance of upgrading the space. But just as important as this investment is, the people who know this park best, the families, kids and the neighbors who use it every day, they should have a real voice in shaping what comes next. So that is the key part of what makes this project so exciting. This will not simply be a playground designed for the community, it's going to be a playground designed with the community. And I'm pleased that the town's Youth and Recreation Department and Mary Diana Pooley is here, thank you Mary Di, they're going to begin this process by hosting a community playground planning meeting in the coming months. And community input will be vital throughout this process. To create a playground that truly serves this neighborhood, we need to hear directly from people who use and enjoy King State Park about what they'd like to see. So I want to encourage every resident, every parent, grandparent, every young person who loves this park, to please, please take part in that process. Your input will be invaluable. This is a great opportunity, not just to replace or upgrade the playground, but to create something that reflects the needs and priorities of this neighborhood. The funding provides us with the opportunity, but the people who live here will shape its future. So again, I want to thank Supervisor Sean Lavin, Deputy Supervisor Marinucci, Mary Diana Pooley, all the town leaders for being such strong partners throughout this process. As your assembly member, making sure our community has access to the resources they need is one of my top priorities. Sometimes that means making sure our schools have the tools to best serve our students and our first responders are properly equipped to save lives. And sometimes it means investing in something as fundamental and as meaningful as a safe, modern playground where children and families can play and connect. So thank you again for joining us here. I'm going to pull out
the fun stuff.
The big goofy check